Oh, we're talking sport this morning, and it's Mr. Cricket, Jonathan Weeks, joining us. How are you, Weeksy?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
That's the way. We're talking about cricket, the season. Well, I guess you could say now that we're into February, we're heading towards some finals. What's happening with the Plan B regional bash?
Yeah, of course, the country finals are coming up with the fellas. First of those, of course, will be, as far as the 50-50 for the fellas, the McDonald's final will be on the 21st of February. And that'll be Newcastle up against Riverina. We'll talk about that in the fullness of time. But also, of course, Monday at the SCG, we have our sides heading down there in the Newcastle Blast and also the Lake Macquarie Attack. The Attack will be looking to make it back-to-back titles. Pretty simple stuff. They're playing their games from 10 o'clock. Then there'll be another game at 2, and the final will be at 6 p.m. at the SCG for the fellas. And the ladies will be playing at North Sydney Oval. So our Northern England Bolters and also the Newcastle Blasters will be heading down there. 10 o'clock start, the second game will be around about 2, and the final will be about 6. So Monday the 8th will be the opportunity for you to get into it. You can have direct coverage there online also via regionalbash.com.au. So it's great to see our boys and girls get an opportunity. Disappointing for the ladies not to go to the SCG,
yeah.
But that's how it rock and rolls when it comes to that. And yeah, interesting times ahead when it comes to that. One other thing before we do talk about the big bash, which has been very interesting,
yep.
Get in touch with our email also, Gary Fisher, of course, if you want to find out more. Just go gary.fisher@cricketnsw.com.au or give him a call on 0432 133 383. That's 0432 133 383 if you want to find out more about development of the game there when it comes to cricket in this part of the world.
The Perth Scorchers, they will be in Canberra tomorrow night to take on a surging Brisbane Heat in the final to meet the Sixers on Saturday night. Who do you like in the Thursday night game, mate?
Yeah, it's going to be one of those interesting things moving forward with Perth having basically 2 weeks on the road.
Mm.
Even though they've been the second best side all year, they're absolutely dominated by the Sixers in the semi-final there in Canberra. And also, of course, we've got the Brisbane Heat who really sprung a surprise there by beating the Sydney Thunder. But some of their players, such as Jimmy Pearce and also Sam Heslett, have done a great job in actually holding it all together for the team, especially after such a bad start. But it's such one of those things, the smaller the competition, the better it is from the point of view of unpredictability.
Yep.
And it wouldn't surprise me if our boy-headed friends over the border find their way through to the final, so you just never know.
Well, a young leg spinner in the name of Marnus Labuschagne has turned up and is really making a difference for the Brisbane Heat. He has been the one who has helped them get to this position, and you would have thought he'd done it with the bat.
Yeah, well, the thing is now, wasn't he playing more leg spin during the test matches? But, of course,
yeah.
It's interesting to see with the Australian sides that we've got basically two teams. Nice to see Jason Berendorf and also Daniel Sams find their way through to the one-day side to go to New Zealand.
Yep.
I would say that is definitely going to happen, but going to South Africa for those test matches is going to be a real challenge. But the ladies will join the gentlemen in the 2020 in about 2 weeks' time, which would be quite fascinating. Also, what's been interesting to see, Bear, is the South Africans. There's been a bit of stuff on Fox Cricket with their competition there, maybe the Cape Cobras or the Natal Dolphins.
Right.
So you've got to see what the grounds look like, but there's no crowds.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe they should get in the road of what Rugby Australia is trying to do and get, you know, the South African-Australian test matches to be played in Perth.
Oh, that'd be ideal. That
would be every... And when Western Australia gets coin, we could finally get into it and actually, you know, have some fun when it comes to, having some crowds. So you just never know what's going to happen. That's why we're not going to say too much about the test when the Baggy Bruins take on South Africa, even though they've picked a squad for that as well, including Alex Carey being selected in that major squad for the test. So interesting times with the virus and just how it's going to, we're all just living with it.
And last thing before we finish up, what's happening in Armidale, mate?
Yeah, fantastic to see the Australian Cricket Association, which is the old-time players who play not only for the Southern Stars but the Baggy Greens. They'll be heading on the 26th of February to play at the Regional Australia Bank Cricket Ground. They're going to have some coaching clinics on the Thursday night. The Friday night they'll be playing against the crew from Central North, Armidale. And also they're going to be doing some coaching clinics around Central North as well. So look out for that. And, of course, a few years ago they were in Singleton. But it's good to see as a zone in Central North, we've been able to jag some fun when it comes to that. Finally, Bear, just want to wish the teams all the best that are playing on Sunday in the AGL Bulls final. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next week.
Looking forward to it. Weeksy, you have a great week. We'll speak next time on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show.
Thanks very much, Bear.